You see, the Khalifa tried to control it, or the Imam at that time controlled. But the bid'ah spread. Why? Because always when you read in details, you see those people who spread their bid'ah among the ignorant people. Among the ignorant people. Inshallah, when we talk about why this bid'ah spread like this, you will know why this bid'ah had a lot of follower. طيب. So basically, in the second and third generations, you have Al-Khawarij, Shia, Al-Qadariya, who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk about Allah's predestinies, Jahmiya, those who talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and attributes, they rejected. People who said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is similar to his people, reactions to the people who deny the denial, they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, people know he's similar to his people, Mumathila, and Murji'a. People said faith is only belief, something in your heart and no actions. Third, fourth generations, the Muslims' word spread more areas, and a lot of new people enter Islam. They don't know the Islamic rules, they don't know the language of the Quran, and there are certain groups became more strong in that time. The Shia became so strong, and they, in 121, for the first time, the Shia start cursing Abu Bakr and Umar open in public. 121, they cursing the Sahaba. And they start, the Shia start with calling people to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a body like the human being, and he ride his camels and walk in the desert, and travel in the desert. For the first time, it happens that people said that. Then the Shia's madhab, as you will see, changed 180 degrees. They said he doesn't have any name, any attributes. Anyway, also in that time, the people who deny the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr, predestinies, spread. There is a fight happened in that time also between Al-Hajjaj and Zubair. Al-Hajjaj put Zubair. Zubair used to be in Mecca. And Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi was surrounded Mecca and trying to enter Mecca, and Zubair fighting. Ibn Zubair. And he used to hit Ibn Zubair and Mecca with Al-Manjaniq. Al-Manjaniq is catapult. Where you put a big rock and threw the big rocks. And these rocks hit Al-Kaaba and destroyed most of the Kaaba. A'udhu billah. The people who are new Muslims, people they don't know much about religion, they start raising this question. Is this happen? Even some of them new, young, they never studied, they never learned. They said, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this to happen or not? How come God will allow somebody to destroy his house? So this question brings two different extremes. Some people said, happen without Allah permission, without Allah will. So they deny the predestiny. Some people said, no, he wants that. Then they had an argument, and this is a new innovation came up, which is al-bid'ah al-qadariyya. Also, in that time, there is a group called al-mu'tazila. Al-Mu'tazila. They appear by two people, Wasl ibn Atta, died 131, and Amr ibn Ubayd, 141. It's easy to remember. 10 years between them. 131, Wasl, Amr ibn Ubayd, 141. They raised a new bid'ah in Muslims' world. They said, now we have people said, if you do all kind of sins, you're still iman, your faith complete. On the other hand, the Khawarij said, if you do one major sin, you became kafir. So those people said, let's make it, middle way between them. What they did, they said, those people who does major sin, they are not Muslim, they are not kafir. They are in the middle. So what it means in the middle? In the dunya, we deal with them like Muslims. In the day after, they are kuffar, they will in the hell forever. And this is the idea accepted from some people, spread it, and this is the start of Al-Mu'tazila. Starting the idea with Al-Mu'tazila. In the 4th century, in the end of the 3rd century, in the 4th century, the beginning of 4th century, also this people came and they had false interpretation for the Quran. And they said, the Quran has meaning which has appeared to you, but there is hidden meaning in the Quran. Al-Batiniya. They said, when Allah said, for example, perform salat, it doesn't mean salat. It means, يعني, obey your leaders. When he said fast, it doesn't mean fast. It means fast, it means, يعني, keep the secret. Things like that. This also appeared, and they were the worst group at all. And also in the 4th century, the philosophers, their books been translated to Arabic. So the people adopt the Greek logic. And the Greek logic changed people's mentality or mind in certain areas. So the logic of the Greek appeared became the Muslims philosophers in that time. And there is, in that time, you have a groups, Al-Asha'ira, Al-Maturidiyya, Al-Kullabiyya, Al-Karramiyya appear. In 124, this Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, a man who came up with an idea, he was killed, 124, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not took Ibrahim as Khalil, and he loved him. And Allah, he didn't talk to Musa, because Allah doesn't love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not above his throne. In that time, he'd been captured before Hajj. And the Khalifa brought him in the Hajj, the Amir. His name, Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri. Rahimahullah wa a'azza. Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri. He tied him and he pulled him like the sheep. Huh? Drag him. And he put him underneath, next to his member. He give khutbat al-Eid, Eid al-Adha. What do you do after Eid al-Adha? You go slaughter your sheep. He said, Muslims, go slaughter his sheep. My sheep today is al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. This man. Because he claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not talk. He didn't talk to Musa. He didn't love Ibrahim. إِنَّ الْجَعْدِ إِنَّ مُضَحِّ ضَحُّ تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ ضَحَيَاكُمْ فَإِنِّي مُضَحٍ بِالْجَعْدِ ابْنِ دِرْهَمْ فإنه زعم أن الله لم يتخذ إبراهيم خليلا ولم يكلم موسى تكليما. And he got a fatwa in that time that it is acceptable for him to sacrifice this guy instead of a sheep. And he did. That was his udhi in that year. And also Khalid al-Qasri, he executed a lot of those innovators, mubtadi'ah, in that time.